It's October 23rd, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Lila Desma, here for your daily news roundup. Adam is out this time. On today's show, we're talking the battle at 13K, new developments at PayPal, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Crypto.com, Nexo.io, and Elliptic.co. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Bitcoin's recent range moved higher, reaching just above $13,000 and rising for a seventh straight day. Now the longest winning streak in 6 months. Quote, a continuation would probably require more positive news, Matt Blom, head of sales and trading for the publicly traded cryptocurrency firm DigiNext, wrote Thursday in a note to clients. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange's share of Bitcoin's futures market has increased alongside the price rally. As of Thursday, Bitcoin futures contracts worth $790 million were open on the CME, according to the data source Skew. That's 15.8% of the global open interest tally of $5 billion, the second highest contribution among major exchanges. From a technical analysis perspective, the focus is on the weekly close. If the cryptocurrency finishes above $12,476, which is the August high, a bullish breakout would be confirmed on the weekly chart. That looks likely as demand for the cryptocurrency is strong. A breakout would strengthen the case for a rally to $14,000 before the year end. In traditional markets, European indexes rose on positive corporate earnings and strong German manufacturing data, and US stock futures pointed to a higher open, gold strengthened to $1,911 an ounce. Bitcoin is currently trading at $12,974, while Ether is trading at $417, according to the CoinDesk price index. In our continuing story, a report in Bloomberg suggests that PayPal is exploring purchases of cryptocurrency companies, including Bitcoin custodian BitGo, citing people familiar with the matter. The news comes a day after the payments giant announced it's entering the cryptocurrency market. BitGo was the first US crypto firm to secure broker-dealer approval, transfer agent registration and trust company recognition, allowing it to provide custody and record-keeping services. Given that the mechanics of PayPal's new crypto offering would in effect make it a custodian, it would explain the company's reported interest in BitGo. Talks could still fall apart and PayPal could opt to buy other targets, Bloomberg quoted one of its sources as saying. BitGo CEO Mike Belsch declined to comment on the report. An email to PayPal requesting for comment wasn't immediately answered.
This episode is brought to you by Crypto.com, the crypto super app that lets you buy, earn, and spend crypto all in one place and earn up to 8.5% per year on your Bitcoin. Download the Crypto.com app now to see the interest rates you could be earning on BTC and more than 20 other coins. Once in the app, you can apply for the Crypto.com metal card, which pays you up to 8% cash back on all purchases. Reserve yours in the Crypto.com app today.
In this crisis, many investors aim to keep and grow their digital assets. Others seek to maximize the yield on their cash. Nexo allows you to achieve exactly these two goals. The company offers instant crypto credit lines against all major cryptocurrencies, with interest rates starting from only 5.9% APR. Nexo also lets you earn up to 10% annually on your fiat and digital assets. What's more, interest is paid out daily, and you can add or withdraw funds at any time. Get started at nexo.io. Introducing Elliptic, the preferred crypto compliance partner for businesses who want to grow with confidence. The busiest compliance teams rely on Elliptic's rigorous blockchain monitoring solutions to scale up and save money. Protect your customers. Manage your risk. Scale your business. Visit elliptic.co/coindesk to talk to a crypto compliance expert today. That's elliptic.co/coindesk.
PayPal's pledge to support cryptocurrency as a funding source for 26 million merchants will likely benefit mass cryptocurrency adoption more than it will boost the payments firm's bottom line, Morgan Stanley researchers said in a Wednesday report obtained by CoinDesk. The move should expand crypto acceptance online, which to date has stalled at 1% of the top 500 internet retailers, wrote the Morgan Stanley analysts. It is unclear if PayPal's earnings will benefit from that shift. The researchers said Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, and Ether funding is likely immaterial to earnings. Assuming PayPal is able to scale its crypto trading activity to Square's current level, it would only add 0.3% of growth to PayPal's $21.3 billion revenue base for 2020, they wrote. The reason, boosting crypto acceptance doesn't necessarily mean greater transaction volumes. Other upsides of supporting crypto include staying competitive with Square and attracting a new user base to PayPal, the researchers said. And finally, Paul Tudor Jones II, a billionaire pioneer of the modern hedge fund industry, said he's even more bullish on Bitcoin and lauded the intellectual capital behind the leading cryptocurrency in a Thursday interview on CNBC. Jones said he had been surprised by the enormous contention of really, really smart and sophisticated people who believe in Bitcoin and work to see it adopted as a store of value, a group that Jones referred to as the great intellectual capital behind Bitcoin. Quote, I like Bitcoin even more now than I did then, Jones said, referring to his May appearance on the show when he announced a single-digit percentage portfolio allocation to Bitcoin. Quote, I think we're in the first inning of Bitcoin, he said. And that's the news. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Monday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.